Welcome to Nourish Thy Spirit. This is Yaz B, and I will be your host this evening as we go on a journey to not just enlightenment, but a journey to self-discovery. Again, my name is Yaz B. Welcome to Nourish Thy Spirit. This is the podcast that will take you on a path of inner nourishment. And in today's episode, we will discuss a small aspect of what it means to nourish your spirit, as well as how to share your spirit, cleanse your spirit, and to realign your spirit in this world of the trials and tribulations that we are dealing with. Today, we will first begin by discussing what it means to nourish your spirit. So I want to make sure you understand nourishing your spirit can include things such as eating the most delicious thing that you know feels good to you. It can mean writing down your notes of the day, understanding what happened, and just a little bit thinking and recalling what happened of the day, being grateful, positive thoughts and intentions that happened and that you would like to be able to keep on record. Nourishing your spirit can also mean a religious text is read and or recited where you are praying. A nourishing of the spirit can also mean lighting candles, breathing deeply, perhaps a song, listening. Perhaps you are an auditory, not just learner, but healer. When you hear the words, your spirit is filled with positive, wonderful enlightenment. It may be a dance. Perhaps it's physical and your body feels as though you are now moving, and that fills your spirit. Whether you are a person who loves to exercise or dance, that can fill and nourish your spirit with something that makes you feel alive, something that makes you feel centered and one with not just the earth, but with yourself. Reconnecting with yourself at the end of the day and nourishing your spirit, filling your spirit with something that feels good, is a very, very powerful thing. It's something we may, as adults, overlook. So I'm going to bring you to a place of nourishing your spirit, whether it is something as simple as taking a beautiful shower or a bath. You might fill your space with oils that remind you of the past, whether it's bacon, cookie dough, lemon. The scent of these things may bring you to a place or a time that fill and nourish your spirit with positive vibrations that you can close your night out with, that will help you keep that inner faith, that spirituality that will get you through your evening and keep your spirit wanting to wake up to another day filled with positive possibilities. You can think of nature. When you're in that shower, when you're in that bath, the water is cleansing your spirit. We may add things, whether it be candles, whether it be soaps, whether it be oils, things that nourish and fill your spirit to help you remember to breathe in deeply and use all of your senses. And what I mean to nourish your spirit with your senses, whatever senses you may have. Your senses are your sight, what you see, your nose, what you smell, and what you breathe in. Because you might not smell lemons and roses or chocolate, but you may breathe in the air that is around you. What you hear, that is auditory. What you hear is powerful, because what you hear, you will become. If I tell you every day, you are an awesome, amazing, helpful person, that goes into your spirit and the person that you are. That alone, what you hear, you will become. So we've moved from our sight, what we see, to our smell, our nose, and now to our ears, now to the mouth. When you think of nourishing thy spirit, your mouth tastes and your mouth speaks. So what you speak, you also will become. At the end of each night, you want to be able to give yourself. At the end of the closing day, whether you're a night owl and you have a day job, or you are an early bird and you wake with the rising sun, what you say, you will become. So as you close out your day, you want to say something positive to fill or nourish your spirit. When the morning rises, I will be prepared. Something as simple as that can fill your spirit with an amazing feeling and energy. And you want to keep that with you. Touch. Touch is another aspect of your spirit. You can feel the roughness, perhaps, of the asphalt, the pebbles that line your driveway and or the sidewalk. You can feel the smooth feeling of silk or anything that is around you, maybe your counter. You know that is the end of the day when you are touching that counter, brushing your teeth, getting yourself prepared for sleep. It is now time for you to touch those things that give you that peace that you are able to acknowledge. Oh, I feel the softness, the warmth of my sheets and my blankets. Those are things that you can feel, that you know you are ending your night, your day, whatever your schedule may be, using all of those senses in your body can help you end your day with a positive, passionate vibe. The energy you close out your day and begin your day is so, so important. So we've discussed what you may see, what you may hear, what you may smell, what you may speak or taste, what you will touch, but we don't want to forget about your mind, what you may think. In your mind, as you nourish that spirit, you want to ensure that you have things, whether it be a picture in your mind of what your day's end will be, as well as what your new day will bring. Some may say, don't hold on to tomorrow because you don't know what will bring. But it's important to not just plan and plot what will happen in the future, but how you will see and feel for the next day. When the sun rises, you want to ensure that you have nourished your spirit to accept and to welcome whatever may come. That is something that is important. Welcome and accept the next day of whatever may come. Now, that doesn't mean we cannot plan to nourish our spirit for the next day. Make sure that your candles are ready. Make sure that your outfit's taken out for school or work. Prepare for the next moon. Prepare for the next sun as it rises. That is something that is important. It will help you center yourself. It will help you nourish your spirit, whether your outlet is auditory, where you get to listen to music as you sleep and prepare yourself for the next day. All of those emotions and thoughts that are in your mind, that are in your heart, that are in your spirit, whether you use your outlet to express yourself in any way, writing, thinking, dancing, reading, singing, all of that is a form of self-care. Nourishing your spirit will give you incredible peace and clarity. So tonight, dear listeners, I want you to know that you deserve these moments of nourishment of your spirit. I want you to come along and join me on a nightly journey to nourish your spirit. Again, this is Yasby, and you are listening to Nourish Thy Spirit. I will hear and see and feel you all again. Please do leave your comments, questions, and or feel free to email me at yasminbarnes@nourishthyspirit.com. Join us again. Enjoy the rest of your evening and prepare for your next moon or your sun. I love you all, and please do join us again.